Well, one topic that may come up in tonight's speech is Chicago, and not in a good way. The president has been pointing out the level of violence in that city again and again, tweeting just the other day that Chicago is totally out of control and needs help. And here he was last week speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference.
I mean, can you believe what's happening in Chicago as an example? 2 days ago, 7 people were shot. And I believe killed. 7 people. 7 people. Chicago, a great American city. 7 people shot and killed.
Danny Ecker covers tourism for Crane's Chicago Business, and he joins us now. Danny, what's happened to tourism in Chicago with all that President Trump has said about how dangerous the city is?
Well, so far, nothing. You know, Chicago is actually coming off of its highest visitation number, tourism number ever. 54 million people came here last year. Now, you know, this has been a relatively fresh thing that the president has been tweeting about and attacking Chicago and, you know, saying it is a war zone and you can't walk around the streets here safely. So there's certainly some talk among the tourism stakeholders here about what to do about this. Is this going to have a big effect? But so far it hasn't shown to be, you know, preventing people from booking hotel rooms or canceling trips, canceling trade shows and conventions. So far, it's really done nothing.
Well, I have to say, though, anecdotally, I was speaking to someone recently who has never been to Chicago, and I said that I was going to Chicago for the weekend, and he said to me something like, isn't that dangerous? Is it okay to go to Chicago? And I think, of course, it's fine. You know, certain areas of Chicago certainly are dangerous, but most of the Chicago that any tourist would go to are fine. It must not be helpful to the image.
No, certainly not. And you're exactly right. I mean, you could say that kind of thing about most major cities. Certainly, you know, it shouldn't be understated. This is the city's biggest problem. You know, I mean, the murder rate here was the highest last year. It's been in almost 2 decades. But, you know, to perpetuate the idea that this is some sort of war zone and that also that it's easily fixable, as the president has, I mean, it's unfounded. You know, this is people who live here. This is not news. Unfortunately, you hear about this stuff in the certain in pockets of the city, but people are around here every day, walking around, feeling safe and enjoying the tourist hotspots every day.
How do the people of Chicago feel about these constant attacks from the president?
You know, I think most people are just sort of looking at him and saying it's more of the same. Remember that this is overwhelmingly anti-Trump town. You know, 85% or so of Chicago voted against him for president. So, you know, for most of the time, I think it's people here are saying this is really obnoxious that he is doing this because it certainly does affect the perception of the city, and especially for those who maybe don't know Chicago that well and might believe that, yes, this is some sort of dangerous area to be at every day. You know, that can have an impact on businesses and you know, people that rely on visitation here, on the conventions and tourism, but it hasn't yet. So I think most people are just kind of looking at it and saying, you know, he's wrong, but what are you going to do? I mean, they kind of hope that he'll self-implode the more he does this.
And what should we make of the fact that the Republican governor of Illinois, Bruce Rauner, boycotted this meeting at the White House with the other governors the other day? You would think that he and Trump would go along together pretty well.
Yeah, you know, and it's been interesting because Governor Rauner has not, you know, been aligned very closely with the president. I really think he recognizes, and for those who don't know, Governor Rauner actually was instrumental in building the Tourism Bureau here in Chicago before it was governor. So that issue is very relevant to him, and Chicago is very important to him. And I think that he certainly recognizes that there are some very misleading statements and mischaracterizations that the president has made about Chicago and about Illinois, and whether or not he's trying to send a message by boycotting that meeting, I don't know. But he certainly has plenty of reasons to oppose his tweets and his random attacks on Chicago.
Is the tourism organization there, Choose Chicago, saying or doing anything to try to counteract these messages?
You know, they're not. And I think that's the idea here. If you ask the new CEO who's been there less than a year of Choose Chicago, you know, the best way to battle back against this is to ignore it. There was a meeting recently among the big hotels here in town, and that came up in the discussion. And they said, well, what do we do? Do we need to start to kind of reinforce our brand, address these types of attacks? He said, ignore it. The more you address it, the more you put a spotlight on it, and the more it can be perceived as reality. And we'll see how long that lasts. But I think from a tourism branding perspective of the city, they're trying to say, you know, we're going to keep doing what we're doing and promoting our city and the highlights we have here. But this is not something we need to address, because those of us who know the city know that these are unfounded attacks and claims.
That's Danny Ecker, who's a reporter at Crain's Chicago Business. Danny, thanks.
Thanks a lot.